Yeah, and starting the breath too. Mm. Like, it's easy to be flying around, and when Wegadesk often or you are leading the breath, you know, we all breathe all day long or most of the time, but to actually take a moment and really more intentionally do that deep flow in and out and what we're doing, it brings us back to, you know, being really... what's the word? It brings us back to ourselves on some level,
brings
you know,
us
and
into
I just,
moment too.
Yeah. Beautiful way to start.
Yes. Well, I really appreciate you both for joining us time to time live on the air. And I also want to thank you, Mr. Salar, for introducing me to Dr. Akhavan. And
thank you.
Very soon we're going to be having him on our show, and we'll be doing an interview tomorrow. And so on our next program, we will have him. He's a very international lawyer for human rights and justice, and just very inspiring, and I'm looking forward to it. And I thank you both for joining us, sharing your insights, and all your love and enthusiasm with our listeners out there, and just lots of appreciation for you, both of you.
Thank you very much, my love, and
thank you.
Respect to all of you and your listener. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, listeners.
Yes. Okay. Well, looking forward to hearing from both of you very soon. Lots of love to you both. Sure. Have a great week.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye for now.
Bye. Okay, so we'll be right back.
Time to start my day. Whoa, hold up. Oh my god, is that a new mole? I'm sure it's not a big deal, right? Everyone gets moles. I'm sure it's just a freckle. I don't think I need it checked. It can't be that serious. I don't think it's new. I'm sure if I go back into my old photos, I can find the same mole, right? Oh, it seems a little different than what I remember. I'm sure it's nothing bad.
Are you sure about that? Very few individuals are aware of steps they could take to address the common risk factors for a wide spectrum of cancers. With simple tools, about 50% of cancers could be prevented. Yet cancer prevention remains under-researched, under-applied, and underfunded. With your support, BC cancer scientists can better understand the root causes of cancer and how we can prevent it in the first place. Be the change. Donate today at www.bccancerfoundation.com.
All right, we're back, and we're going to carry on with the show, and we're going to get to the pick of the week of Shkwait Shachlach, is one of his songs that he brings to our show. And it's from Hilary Duff and Beck G, and the song is Sparks and Shower. So let's have a listen to that, and we'll get on with the show and speak with Shkwait Shachlach. Here goes. Enjoy, everyone.
I know it's just something about you. Got me feeling like I can't be without you. Anytime someone mention your name, I be feeling as if I'm around you. Ain't no words to describe you, baby. All I know is that you take me high. Can you tell that you drive me crazy? Cause I can't get you out my mind. You can promise castles, treasures, babies, I don't care. Cause for now you're just enough for me. I want you near. Think of you when I'm going to bed. When I wake up, think of you again. You are my homie, lover, and friend. Exactly why. When the lights down low and kiss me in the dark. Cause when you're touching me, baby, I see sparks. You make my heart go. You make my heart go. You make my heart go.
sudden I'm going to bed. When I wake up, think of you again. You are my homie, lover, and friend. Exactly why. Turn the lights down low and kiss me in the dark. Cause when you're touching me, baby, I see sparks. You make my heart beat sharp. I don't know what I'm feeling. You are like you, you make my heart beat sharp. I don't know what I'm feeling. You like you, you make my heart beat sharp.
No guarantee, but I'll take a chance on we. Baby, let's take our time. If I got you, I'm straight. You'll bring my heart to life. Yeah, you light me up inside like the 4th of July. Whenever you're around, I always seem to smile. And people ask me how. Well, you're the reason why. I'm dancing in the mirror. You make my heart sing in the shower.
We're back. That was Hillary Duff and Beck G, and the song was called Sparks and Shower. And for all our listeners out there that don't know, Shkwait Shachlach, he's my brother. He's an extreme survivalist. He survived Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma cancer, the forest fires of a couple of years ago, and the big flood of a couple of years ago. And he's still with us. He's kicking. He's recovering as well as can be and doing his best to inspire all of us, including myself. He's my hero. And how are you doing, Shkwait?
Hey, doing as well as can be, trying to battle the hot and cold. Cold during the morning, early morning, and hot the rest of the day.
yeah, I was really enjoying your song this morning, dancing around, and just feeling the good vibrations that your songs always bring us. So we have our subject, our episode today is on Listener Appreciation Week, and our radio show subject is just on, you know, how it makes us feel to talk to our listener and listeners, and also, if you have time, your favorite subject and episode. But yeah, let's we'd love to hear your words on
I would have to say one of my favorite shows was back in the first week of October. Concrete Depression.
Oh yes.
Yeah. And I would like to think that you, myself, the listeners, and all the others that we are broadcast out to. I don't want to sound like I'm a Mr. Know-it-all and all that, but, you know, you live life and you gain experiences. And so I figured, you know, that one of the better ways to help conquer depression is to identify the negative things in your life, you know, negative thoughts, negative traits and habits, you know, whether it be drugs or alcohol or, you know, just anything else. If it's having a negative effect on you, you know, you got to identify it. So that's, you know, I hope that all my ramblings here help people identify, you know, stuff that's not healthy for them to be thinking about or doing and all that.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of, you know, what kind of what helps me plug along is got to keep the negativity away from myself because, you know, I could slip back and dig in very easily because, you know, that's just the negativity of, you know, affects the central nervous system, I figure so.
Yeah.
I gotta refrain from thinking negative just so I don't have a relapse into it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so important for us to go towards and choose the positive things in life and, like you said, identify the negative. And I really, really appreciate you coming on and joining us and sharing what helped you, you know, come through all that the trials and tribulations that you've come through and what comforts you and affects you to carry on and just share with us out here in Radio Land and with myself. I really look forward to it every single episode because it kind of has a very therapeutic time and it's just a special time that I get to share with you and the listener. So it's just always appreciated and loved. And we're going to have to say bye for now. But lots of appreciation and love for you and joining us.
Sometimes I feel like I'm Dr. Fraser.
Yeah, yeah.
I just, you know, at the most, he was kind of negative, but kind of helped us show how we are negative in ourselves.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I thank you there at the station, the crew, and all the listeners. Thank you for putting up with my rambling. Dr. Fraserisms.
Okay. Well, lots of love to you and enjoy the rest of the week and weekend. And we'll be looking forward to hearing from you again next week.
Okay. Lots of love to you there at the station and the crew.
All right.
Okay. Bye for now.
Bye for now. All right. And we also have Carnivore that just joined us.
Hello, how you doing, Huayinch?
Good. Nice of you to join us.
And, Thank you.
Yeah, we just we're just talking with my brother, and yeah. So, but we'll be right back, and stay tuned.
Hello, is anyone there? I can't get in. Hello. I need some help. I can't get in. Hello? Hey, can you help me out here? I can't get my wheelchair past the door.
Sorry, I'm in the rush.
Oh. I need some help. I need someone to...
More than 5% of people in Vancouver have a physical disability. And 50% live with or know someone with mobility issues. If you know someone with physical disability, wouldn't you want them to be able to access any building they choose? Let's make every structure, every place in Vancouver accessible to everyone so they can enjoy the beauty of our city. Learn how you can make Vancouver more accessible at rickhansen.com. That's rickhansen.com.
All right, we're back and We have with us Kanavar. He joined us and he brought us a special song. And would you please introduce us?
Sure. This is a lovely Gaelic artist from the Isle of Skye, kind of the northwest part of Scotland, Brísia Chéimbúl. And the album is Carry Them With Us. And this album actually will be available on the CJSF playlist shortly, but I wanted to give you guys a little sneak preview. Just came across my desk. Brísia is an artist who plays the small pipes. Now, they are similar to the Scottish bagpipes, of which many people have heard before, but the small pipes have less reeds, and so it's a more intimate, quiet sound, definitely more heavy on the drone kind of things. And the track we want to play is Banish the Giant of Doubt and Despair. And in the liner notes here, it has a little bit of history on it. Nice.
Just
we've got the magic.
Yeah.
Banish the Giant of Doubt and Despair. Her playing, as in Brixia's playing, brings the tale alive as the daughter of the king of the land under the waves sings a tune before her wedding, and then when a giant marauding the western isles hears her. Enraptured, he cannot stop dancing. He ends up in the Atlantic to the island of Hirst, where he topples over and drowns. Everything is there, the joy, the movement, the way it speeds up, turning wild and abandoned as the giant is captured by the dance.
Wow.
Yeah.
So beautiful.
Yeah.
It really fits the show, too, with
absolutely.
Our voices and stuff. So, yeah, thank you. We're going to listen to that. And thank you for the introduction.
Of course.
The music and... lots of love to you.
Big and shout out to all of our listeners.
Yeah, yeah. So listen and enjoy, everyone. Banish the Giant of Doubt and Despair. And next upcoming, we'll be talking with Lady Faima. So here goes. Enjoy, everyone. Okay, we're back. That was Banish the Giant. Of Doubt and Despair from Brigitte Chambuel. Short bagpipes. And it always reminds, the bagpipes always remind me of Anna Marcus. And we have on the line with us Lady Fima. How are you doing, Lady Fima?
Hello, dear Chief. My warmest greeting to you and the wonderful team and respected listeners across the country and outside of the country as well. And a special regards to the student of Simon Fraser University. I'm doing really well. Thank you.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah. Lots of appreciation to Magnus Conovar, Jesse, yes. Robin, all our volunteers up that help us run the studio and keep our programs running, all our programmers out there that bring us special content and joy and positivity. We appreciate them. And, of course, the listener. We really appreciate your time and attention. It makes a big difference and makes us feel like, you know, we're changing the world and making this world a better, positive place. So, Absolutely. Our subject is just on how it makes us feel and, you know, our favorite episodes and subjects. So we'd love to hear from you.
Absolutely. As you are witnessing that I am just only carry the legacy of Counselor Ferry regarding all the subject, all the material that I providing it for the station is such a privilege for me. And thank you for having me to provide all these unique moment and situation. Canada, blessed Canada, is like your oyster. And I believe you find the pearl in the oyster. And this blessed land, the land of the Aboriginal people, the land owner of the country, Indigenous people, respected Indigenous people, that my job to find unique people that they are world achiever to line up and to arrange, you know, the interview, whatever they accomplished, whatever they study, especially for the Simon student of the SFU, which is going to be very unique. And this is my role. And one of the really the toughest and significant outstanding soul and very humble, highly educated, and he's giving his services, his education, not only to the community, but also he's giving it to the world. He is the world achiever. And that individual wonderful soul is Dr. Payam Akhavan, international lawyer that who sits and makes a decision at the United Nations, and he fights freely, gracefully, bravely, really brave, fighting for the human rights of the justice. And he is the graduate, really, you know, of the law at school, basically. And he kindly accepted to have a session of the interview with him that is going to happen very soon, very, very near future. And basically, we are waiting for him from February with the very tight schedule that he has. He accepted kindly to be at the this station, Free Voices. This Free Voices station is nothing just except, you know, to bring the diversity, to bring the hope, to bring the respect, and on top of all, to bring the love and the peace for everyone. This is the area it makes it remarkable and makes it so unique. And please visit Dr. Payom Akhavan. He's available on YouTube. I'm going to send you the email, which is payom.akhavan@utoronto.ca. Payam@utoronto.ca. Please visit his site. It's huge, and even it's so remarkable. It's so powerful, and it brings the joy and the hope at your house, at your home, at your heart, and at wherever you are studying. It gives you all of a sudden you feel you have a wing that sets you free and you fly high. Please visit his site. He is remarkable. Young individual, extremely humble, and he provides a lot of material and session on the YouTube free, is the free of charge, and his material is so significant.
Beautiful and wonderful.
Yes, and it's really my privilege that he allowed me just to connect him with the radio station, Free Voices, which it has it all. Hmm. And this blessed land has so many unique people, world achievers, like Dr. Payom Akhavan, that he is graduate, some of his program graduate from Canada. And it makes it so special, so unique. And after all, I just don't want to take too much of your time. It's remarkable to be at this station and to bring a wonderful soul, and is beneficial for the society, for the student, and for any human being, basically.
Well, beautiful and wonderful, and we really thank you for joining us live and sharing all your wonderful words and the encouragement that and positivity that you bring to our listener and to myself. And we're looking forward to listening to Dr. Akhavan, and it's going to be marvelous and wonderful. So we're going to have to say bye for now, and thank you for joining us and all your words and wisdom.
Thank you so much. Love and peace to each one of you and the universe. Thank you.
Yes, lots of love to you, and bye for now.
Yes, bye for now.
All right, that was Lady Fahima, and we're going to be wrapping up our show today, and we're going to leave you with some Green Clouds. And the song is called Keltronic. So bye for now. Thank you for listening and enjoy. Keltronic. And come back again next Thursday, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock, and listen to Free Voices.